If you want to get hired more in 2024, you have to get really damn good at packaging up what you do and making yourself really attractive. You have to learn how to sell yourself better to the people you want to hire you. And I'm going to explain exactly how to do that in a 2024 world where it seems like there's so much animosity against real estate agents or so many people not fully understanding the value of an agent. I'm going to show you how to do it the right way.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Massive Agent Podcast, episode 324. Is that right? Episode 324, goddamn. Welcome back to the world's greatest podcast, the greatest goddamn podcast on the internet, if we're being honest. Thank you for listening. And today, I'm going to share with you some lessons that I've learned, some insights that I've had from a video that I've had go viral recently. You may have seen it on Instagram where I'm talking about the Department of Justice saying that they believe that commission should be decoupled, meaning that sellers should no longer be paying for a buyer's agent commission, that buyers should be paying out of their pocket. And I gave my take on it. I said, this is going to hurt sellers. It's going to hurt home buyers because if they have to pay out of pocket, there's a lot of people who can't pay an extra 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, whatever it is, out of pocket. So if it can't be rolled into their mortgage, they're going to be screwed and stuck not buying a house. And what's really, when a post goes viral, you know it starts to go viral when it starts to reach the trolls. And what's really interesting is how much animosity there is right now from, well, at least from the basement dwelling trolls on Instagram and TikTok, for sure. And I know that that's not representative of society in general. However, there's more pushback than ever before on how much agents charge. So that means that you've got to get really good. You have to dial in how you sell yourself. And I'm going to share with you today how you can package up what you do in a way that is attractive, that people can understand, and they start to decide, oh, I actually want that. But what most agents do, unfortunately, is they're just like, hey, I'll hire me. I'm a full service agent. I'll help you buy or I'll help you sell. And you never actually teach them what the hell that includes. So then you leave it up to the buyer or the seller to fill in the blanks. And if they don't understand everything that you do, and how the hell would they if they've never been an agent? If they don't understand everything that you do, they're going to think you're overpaid. They're going to think, I could just go get a discount person. I could just pay a flat fee over here or whatever. So this is going to be a great show today. If you are new, welcome. My name is Dustin Brome here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And before we get started, I got to give a shout out to the Massive Agent Referral Network. This thing has blown up over the last week. I did an Instagram story showing some of the markets that we have available, and we had 65, 70 applications come in over a 24-hour period, and we have a bunch of new members, which is really cool. Now, you have to qualify. You have to be selling houses. You can't be an unproductive agent, and I don't mean that. Well, you know what I mean. You have to be selling houses to qualify for this referral network. We want this to be the best people who are capable of bringing referrals to the group so that then members of the group can get referrals. And you have to live and work in the area that you're claiming. And then there's dues involved. We have annual dues because that helps weed out the unserious and it puts skin in the game. And I'm finding that it's helping to attract some of the best agents with a collaborative mindset who want to invest in their success. And it's going to help us invest back into the infrastructure that we're building for this thing. Our public-facing map that all of our members are on, it already has over like 5,500 views through Google search results, which is incredible. Meaning if you're a member and you represent a market like Cheyenne, Wyoming in the referral network, you could be found potentially by other agents or even consumers through a Google search just by being on this map of ours. And we're building out something even more robust than that that we're reinvesting into. So anyways, if we have many markets still available, so I'm going to rattle off a few. All you need to do, if you qualify for this, Understand there is an investment required. This is a paid group, but it's not, it's very, very affordable. But to get all the details, you go to massiveagentreferrals.com to apply, to check out a map of markets already taken. But if you're in any one of these markets, please, we need a great representative. Albany, New York, Albuquerque, Baton Rouge, Bozeman, Montana, Buffalo, Cheyenne, Cincinnati, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Dayton, Ohio, Flagstaff, Gainesville, Green Bay, Hartford, Connecticut, Huntsville, Alabama, Madison, Wisconsin, Miami. We still need a rep for Miami, for God's sakes. New Haven, Connecticut, New Orleans, Omaha, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, Pensacola, Portland, Maine, Provo, Utah, Richmond, Virginia, Rochester, New York, San Francisco. Still need a San Francisco rep. San Jose, California, Silicon Valley, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Springfield, Illinois, Tallahassee, Toronto, Vancouver, British Columbia, Waco, Texas, Wichita, Kansas, Wilmington, North Carolina, and on and on and on. So if your market was there, we need you. MassiveAgentReferrals.com is how you apply and get the details on the pricing and qualifications and all that good stuff. All right. Shout out to BAM, the BAMX community. For as little as $10 a month, you could be part of one of the best communities in real estate. They have a bunch of online courses. There's so much great information and collaboration and networking happening within BAMX. You get a discount on all BAM events like BAM Camp that's coming up in June in Washington, D.C. that they just announced. BAMX is absolutely incredible. You can check that out by going to the nowbam.com website. At checkout, get yourself a discount. If you're going to join the BAMX community, use code MASSIVE and get yourself a checkout. Well, get yourself a checkout. Get yourself a discount at checkout. Absolutely incredible value. And speaking of which, keeping current matters is an incredible value. It takes so much work off your plate, so much guessing, and it just tells you what you need to know about where the housing market's going, where prices are going, where interest rates are going, and more importantly than where, how to communicate it to your clients, to the people you actually want to hire you, which is very in line with our topic for today. You've got to learn how to communicate what your clients need, what the people you want to be your clients, what they need. And Keeping Current Matters just gives it all to you on a silver platter. Go to trykcm.com/BAM and check out Keeping Current Matters for free. Let's jump into the bulk of the show today, the girth of the show, if you will. This is a very girthy show, very girthy. Let's pull it back a little. Let's dial it back here, Dustin. This can get out of hand quickly. In this, this video that I did on Instagram, go check it out. There's like 150,000 views on it or something that I posted in the last week or so. It's a green screen video. What's crazy is I read this article. I had an opinion. I decided to take 5 minutes and do a green screen video with it. I posted it and it went bonkers. So there's two sides of this. In the comments section, there's almost 1,000 comments. There's a bunch of agents, a bunch of you guys that are defending our point of view, of course. And then there's consumers saying agents are worthless. It's about time we cut them out. They need to go away. That, you know, you don't need an agent anymore, blah, 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 blah. I'm not even here to debate that. I'm here to share with you how to combat dealing with people that think that. Well, first off, some people, a lot of those people in the comment section, they're just dorks. They're just losers in their fucking underwear in the parents' basement. Who cares, right? But it's not them that you have to worry about. It's the people who don't really understand the value of an agent and they do need to buy a house and they're open-minded, but you have to show them. You have to prove your worth. Now, a lot of agents in the comments are saying, I'll never discount anything. I know my worth. If you know your worth, blah, blah. Okay, I get it. I get it. I'm with you. Yes, confidence and knowing your worth goes so far. Like it's everything in this business. However, you knowing your worth doesn't mean jack shit if the person you're trying to get to hire you doesn't know your worth. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you have to know your worth. But you need to get them to do the same thing. So how do you do that? You have to package up what you do for a living. You have to get very good at communicating what you will do for people. And I don't mean every little single task, but just the big stuff. Like they need to understand that there's an overwhelming value that they're going to get when they hire you. So if all of a sudden buyers in the near future have to start paying out of their own pocket, whether that's wrapped into a mortgage or financeable or not, doesn't really matter. In the future, if buyers on their own have to pay for their own agent, this is going to be so important. So let's get ahead of the curve. This is important now. You've got it. You have to learn how to package up what you do for a living so that even if they're paying out of pocket, they're like, you know what? I really want all those services. I really want everything that that agent is going to do for me. I understand it. I want all of those things. What an amazing value. I'm willing to invest to get it. If you can cause that to happen in the eyes of your buyers, you're going to absolutely crush it. Yet there may be few, if buyers have to come out of pocket and there's no way to wrap it into a mortgage, which I don't know how the hell that's possible, because if you don't know this, veterans will get absolutely screwed if that happens. VA buyers cannot pay commission. It's not allowed. I believe FHA is the same way, that you can't pay commission with an FHA mortgage as well. So that has to be fixed. Whenever the government comes out with something, when the DOJ came out with this statement that sellers should not be paying for buyer's agent commission and that it should be decoupled, they don't think this shit through, right? They don't think about the unintended consequences. Big surprise. The government doesn't think things through. What a shocker. So they've got to patch that shit up, that they have to fix it. But let's get ahead of the curve. Let's skate to where the puck is going to be. Let's just assume that buyers are going to be responsible for hiring their own agent and paying for them directly, right? I know that a lot of you are making the case, I get it, that the buyers are paying for the commission anyways, because they're the ones paying. They're the ones bringing the money to the transaction. Totally understand. Get it. You're right. But if they directly have to pay for their agent, are you going to make yourself attractive enough that they choose to invest and spend their money on you? Or are they going to go find the cheapest option because they don't see the value of an agent? So how do you? Let's talk about packaging up what you do for a living. So for buyer's agents, I saw this great presentation from an agent at a conference I went to, I think it was last summer in San Antonio. And this was crazy. This absolutely, when I was new in the business for the first 5 years or so, what I'm about to tell you would have boggled my mind. Okay. I heard about other agents charging transaction fees to clients on top of commission. And I'm like, that's so wrong. Like that's absolutely fucked up. Why would they ever do that? And over time, I've learned that as long as you can show the buyer that they're getting something for that, it's all good, right? What if they're agreeing to it, if they see the value in it, if they want to do it, if they want to get whatever the transaction fee will give them, great. That's awesome. So it's not just, if you charge a transaction fee, you're an asshole. That's what I used to think. I didn't fully understand it, but I do now. So I learned from this one agent, I forget which market he was in, but he does what's called an elite VIP buyer program. So all of his buyers, in addition to the commission that they're agreeing to, they pay, I think it was $500, maybe it was $700 additional, and they pay this out of pocket up front when they sign the buyer broker agreement to get into this elite VIP buyer program. Now, let me walk through some of the things included. Now, the key here is to create a nice document, a PDF or a graphic or a brochure or something that outlines these things step by step, one by one, so that you can walk your buyers through everything you're going to do for them. And if you can do it in this way, rather than just assuming that they understand all the shit you're going to do, if you do it in this way, they're going to start thinking, ooh, I want that. I want that. That sounds great. I didn't know you could do that. Oh, I want that. And that. And pretty soon by the end, they're like, where do I sign? What do I need to do to get all the stuff you just mentioned? But you have to package it up into a program, right? You could call it whatever you want. You could call it the Elite VIP Buyer Program, call it the Platinum Package, call it maybe it's just your standard service and you're just packaging it up to get more people to say yes. Here's number one, right? Number one, we'll help you secure financing, right? Use a little bit of marketing verbiage in there, but we'll help you secure the most suitable financing program for your unique situation with the lowest interest rate and closing cost possible. We'll help you get a pre-qualification or a pre-approval letter that gives you a competitive edge in purchasing. Interesting, rather than just saying, hey, I'll help you find a lender? Or do you even tell people that you'll help them find a lender? If you're a buyer and you have no idea what to do or how to do it, and you're coming to a real estate agent, if a real estate agent says, I will help you find great financing with a great lender with the best terms, lowest interest rates, is that a value add? Of course it is. So don't just take that shit for granted. Say it out loud. Put it down on paper and say, we will do this for you. Number two, our home finder service will keep you informed of all the new properties that match your home buying criteria, allowing you to easily identify which ones that you want to see by driving by, right? We'll help you find a house, is what you're saying. Number three, we'll go the extra mile by researching and locating properties that aren't available online. We'll help you find properties that aren't on the market yet, such as foreclosures, unlisted properties, new construction, for sale by owners. Once we find a match, we'll contact you first. That's a big one. So the first three, each one, if you lay them out for a buyer, they're like, I want that, I want that, I want that. Okay, so you're already showing that you are adding, that you can add immense value to them. Number four, we can help arrange a private showing for you for any property that you're interested in seeing. 99% of you just take that shit for granted. The fact that you will schedule a private showing for them, you just think, well, that's business as usual. So what if it is? Do they understand that? Do they see that as business as usual? Maybe they do, but probably not. So say, we'll help. I will arrange this for you. All you have to do is say, I want to see it, and we'll make it happen. Private showing all by yourself. That's a value add. That's a big deal if you're buying a house. Next, we'll discuss with you the best strategy for your offer. We'll talk about price, financing terms, interest rates, cost to close, inspection details, possession date. We'll go over any other information you need to know when you're ready to purchase. So you don't need to know everything. We're going to go through everything with you. Most of you take all that for granted too. But when you lay it out step by step, the buyer's like, ooh, I want that. I need that. That sounds great. That's so much weight off my shoulders. This is fantastic. See, you notice a trend here? This is not rocket science. Most of you, hell, probably every single one of you guys do all of this already. Maybe some of you don't go the extra mile and find off-market properties. You should. But everything else you already do. Okay. Next, number six, we'll help you prepare your offer with the best terms and stipulations and everything that's in your best interest. We're gonna write the offer in a way that is in your best interest. Obviously, to us, obviously, to real estate agents. Is it obvious to a buyer? Some of them, but most of them probably not. Say it anyways. Tell them anyways. Number seven, we'll present your offer and negotiate it on we'll negotiate on your behalf to secure the property at the best possible price and terms. They don't have to do anything. They can just say, I like this house, let's offer this, and you do the rest. If you're a buyer, you're thinking, this is great service, this is fantastic, because they don't know if they have to talk to the seller directly. They don't know if they have to get into negotiations. So you just tell them, we'll take care of it. Next, we'll recommend competent affiliates like legal experts, inspectors, warranty providers, homeowners insurance, title insurance, appraisers to help ensure a smooth and successful purchase. That's what an incredible value add that is. Hey, you don't need to know an appraiser. You don't need to know an inspector. I got your back. We know people. In fact, we've worked with them for years. We trust them. These are people that I refer my own family to. We got your back. We're only going to refer you to the best people. Anyone you need, a painter, a plumber, we've got your back. You don't need to worry about anything. Number nine, we're always available to answer questions, and you're under no obligation to buy a property at any time. You're under no obligation. If you don't find what you're looking for, no worries. No worries. You don't have to buy something. Don't just assume that they know that. Don't just assume they know that. This happened to me early on in my career. I had someone that just, they didn't want to sign my buyer broker agreement. And I didn't get it until finally we had a conversation. They're like, I'm just so worried. Like, what if we can't find our house? We don't want to have to pick one we don't like. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, well, we don't want to be forced into buying a house we don't like. And I'm like, why would you be forced to? They're like, because we have to, right? If we sign this, that means we have to buy a house. And that's when I didn't think they were stupid. I thought I was stupid for assuming that they understood this shit. Don't assume that they know anything, because then if they don't understand it, they have to fill in the blanks. Number 9 on this elite VIP buyer program. And this is the verbiage on the screenshot that I took of it. Check this out. We'll provide you with a 1-year home warranty policy, which we'll negotiate on your behalf at no cost to you. Additionally, we offer a written buyer satisfaction guarantee, which allows you to cancel this buyer broker agreement at any time if we don't live up to our promises. So when you tie it up that way, they're like, okay, after I buy the house, if shit breaks, if the furnace goes out, if there's a pipe bursts, I don't want to have to deal with that. Oh, wait, you'll get us a home warranty that the seller pays for? Oh my God, peace of mind. Number 10, you're wrapping it up with peace of mind. And if then they know they can cancel the agreement if you suck, if you don't perform, if you don't do a good job, they can fire your ass. So they see it as no risk to them. Now, you may charge for this. You may say this is $500, this is $1,000 up front, whatever it is. And maybe that goes towards something if you want it to. You could structure that however you want. Or you just say, hey, when you hire me at X amount in commission, this is what you get. Do you think that you're going to get more people to hire you when you package up what you do? Of course. Of course. But the key is not just to make all these promises up front, then you have to deliver. You have to actually do all those things, and you have to over deliver. And if you do that, they're going to refer you to everyone. They're going to scream your name from a mountaintop. They're going to give you great reviews. They're going to give great referrals for years to come. Even if you charge them $1,000 to get into this program, if that's what you choose to do, there's so many different ways to structure how you do business. But there's one thing that you absolutely must freaking do every time: sell yourself effectively. Because if you don't, no wonder you're struggling. The best agents out there, and I don't mean like they know all the addenda to use and, you know, all the tricks in real estate, and they know everything, they memorized everything. That's not what best agent means. The agents that sell the most houses have gotten really good at selling themselves. So if you can master this concept and do the same thing for sellers, right? List every single thing that you'll do for them. You'll get them a home warranty that covers the listing, right? Home warranty companies give that shit for free. So don't just do it and then don't tell them about it. Get them the free listing coverage from the home warranty company and tell them that you do it. And tell them before they even hire you, say, we want to protect your house. While it's on the market, I want to make sure that if a pipe bursts, it's covered. And not out of your pocket, I want to make sure that it's covered. So we're going to do this for you. List everything that you do for sellers, everything you do for marketing. If you have a website that gets a ton of traffic, tell them how many visits it gets. If you run Facebook ads, tell them how many clicks they're getting. Explain how Facebook ads work. Explain that we'll put your house in front of the exact people who are most likely qualified to buy it, instead of just saying we run Facebook ads. Because what if they don't know how Facebook ads work? Not everyone does. You're the marketer. They're hiring you for a reason. So there will always be people. There will always be people who don't see the value of an agent, or they just want the cheapest. Fine. But we live in a world where there's Nordstrom and Walmart, sometimes on the same block right next to each other. Some people want Nordstrom. Some people want Walmart. This is not just one size fits all. So you can decide, do you want to be Walmart or do you want to be Nordstrom? Or do you want to be freaking Louis Vuitton or whatever the hell? Insert luxury brand here. This is all a choice, and then it takes some effort. But I hope today that you're now giving some thought to selling yourself. Because if you want to get hired more this year, you have to get better at selling yourself. Because every conversation you have is the opportunity to be hired and to help someone accomplish their goals. So if you're dropping the ball because you haven't done the work, because you haven't packaged yourself up in a way that's attractive, you're letting people down. You may be the best agent to help them. You may give the best service and you have their best interest at heart and everything like that. But if you do a shit job of presenting who you are and what you do, if you're not attractive enough in the beginning, you could be screwing them over. They could be going to hire an agent who sucks ass, who's not going to look out for them, but who just has a flashy website and a bunch of great marketing mumbo jumbo. You need both. So I hope this gets you thinking about how to package yourself up in a better way, to sell yourself more effectively, get your ass hired more in 2024. Thank you so much for listening. We need you as a representative to represent your market in the Massive Agent Referral Network. Go apply, see the map to see which markets are taken. All the details at massiveagentreferrals.com. Massiveagentreferrals, plural.com. Thanks so much for listening. If you found this episode valuable, please share it with another agent, share it with your broker, share it with your team. And next week, I have a big announcement. I thought it was going to be this week, but I messed up on the scheduling. Next episode, big announcement, major change in my real estate career, possibly the biggest decision that I've ever made. And I'm telling you all about it next week. Take care.